From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A ceasefire plan for Syria. The United States and Russia are reported to have agreed upon a plan for a ceasefire in Syria starting on Saturday. Officials and diplomats quoted by Western news agencies on condition of anonymity said the truce would exclude attacks on Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front. Earlier, the United States strongly condemned a series of deadly bombings in Syria claimed by ISIS, while Russia said the attacks were aimed at derailing peace efforts. A U.S. State Department statement called them barbaric attacks and called on all parties to the conflict, particularly the Syrian regime and the forces supporting it, to go along with a cessation of hostilities that can begin to de-escalate the civil war, which continues to sustain ISIS and other terrorist groups. As though simply losing an election wasn't bad enough, police in Uganda arrested an opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, again on Monday. Now, this comes a couple of days after it was announced that he had officially lost that presidential election, an election that he said was fraudulent. This is Uchenna Emolonya. He's a representative of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in Uganda.
He has not been informed formally or informally why he's been detained. And as a matter of fact, we were the first guests, so to speak, that met him. So until now, he has been kept without any information or without any access.
Besigye was arrested multiple times in the last week and throughout the lead-up to Thursday's election that gave President Yoweri Museveni another term in office. Police put Besigye under house arrest on Friday and said the move was meant to stop him from leading protests against President Museveni's win that could turn violent. This is VOA News.